there are a ton of different ways that employees could be stealing from you every single day, and you just don't know it.
Hello, and welcome to the Gross Profit Podcast. I am your host, James Kennedy, CEO at ProcurementExpress.com, where we help hundreds of companies to safely spend billions of dollars each year. This is a podcast I have really been looking forward to recording for a long time. It is a longtime good friend of mine, co-entrepreneur, fellow entrepreneur, I flatter myself to say, Robert Hertline, based out of Tennessee. Robert, how are you today?
Man, I'm doing good, James. Good to see you again.
I love dealing with my American friends because they always got that energy. It boosts me. You know, over here in Europe, we're like a little bit laid back, but it's, so it gives me the juice now. So Robert, you have a very illustrious career in terms of an entrepreneur I've respected for a long time. I know you're involved in Callproof.com, which is a CRM for field salespeople. Hitch, which is a ride-sharing application based out there down there in Tennessee. And then with the last one we're going to talk about is Absolute Wireless. So maybe you could just give us the cliff notes on your experience. What's Absolute Wireless? You know, how you've come to where you are now.
Yeah. So I started Absolute Wireless 21 years ago. We have 57 stores, wireless stores. We sell Sprint. It's a service here in the United States. And we also have a chain of phone repair stores. In total, we have about 380 people that working in the organization. And, you know, never planned to be in retail. I've learned a lot in retail. I've learned a lot about sales leadership. And unfortunately, I've learned a lot about how to get taken.
That's interesting because you know what? Not many people are willing to talk about this subject. And I have to take my hat off because it is, I know for a fact, a lot of the issues you've come across are rife within business, but few people are willing to talk about it. But I can tell you, if you're listening to this right now, you hear Robert's story, you are not alone. It happens a lot more than people are willing to admit to. But yeah, maybe you can tell us what happened in your case.
Yeah. So certainly, if you ever have watched American Greed, I will tell you, if you were to just watch American Greed and listen to those stories and ask yourself, could it happen to you? Because it could. There could be somebody in your organization that, I mean, they're super loyal. They're there every day. They're there early. They never take vacation. And they are secretly stealing from you. And something very similar happened to me a number of years ago. I guess it was, I want to say it was about 4 years ago now that I had, we use a company to do our payroll services. And every 2 weeks, we submit our list of hours by employee, the commissions we owe, and it goes out to the cloud and magically everyone gets their direct deposits. Well, I had been working with this company for about 4 years, and every time I tried to get into the system to look at our payroll reports, I had trouble getting access. I would always email my direct contact. Her name was Kristen. We'll leave her last name out of it. But I would email her and say, hey, listen, I can't get into the system. Can you help me get logged in? And, you know, my business, I'm in wireless, super fast pace, and I get distracted and I would never follow up. And I sat down one day when looking at our cash flow issue. We had a cash flow issue and I couldn't quite figure it out. Something just didn't add up. I couldn't really understand it. So I tried to log in once again. I couldn't log in. I emailed her, wouldn't get a response. So I got someone else's login information, another team member on the team. I log in as them and I'm looking at the reports and I found this report that was very important. And if I had not found this report, I probably could be still be in this boat today. And that was earnings by employee. I exported to Excel. I sorted by year-to-date pay, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a guy named Michael who showed up on the top of the list that made $106,000. Well, I don't know this Michael, and I know people that make $100,000 plus in our organization. I may not know everyone. I got 380 people today. I don't know everyone, but I know the people that are making the most money.
So when you saw that, how did it feel? Like, was it like, did you instantly know what was going on?
I instantly knew what was going on. And so what I did was I took my employee lists that I had in our POS. So we have a POS software that does all of our transactional data. And then we have our payroll software, right? So I took the employee list and I crashed those names together. And I was able to quickly discover names that I had never heard of, never had worked for me in the past. And what's interesting is, you know, whenever I dealt with this Kristen girl, she was super nice to me. And barring that getting access to the system, and which I didn't think it was a big deal. And frankly, I thought other people on our team were watching these things. But when I texted her, I texted her this message, and the message was, Kristen, who is Michael so-and-so? Right? A logical question. He's in our database that we paid, but I don't know who he is. And her text was,
you can just imagine her blood running cold when she realizes, okay, this is it. I'm done. So did she come in then? She hands up. What happened next?
Oh, her text back was something to the tune of, Robert, you don't have to worry about it. There's an issue in our system where some client data sometimes intermingles with other employees. I assure you, you did not pay this person.
Well, this is interesting because you were doing actually what you're supposed to do. A lot of people consider outsourcing your payroll like this to be a sensible move, so you don't have a conflict of interest within the organization. So you were doing pretty much what your best practice says a lot of, you know, for a lot of organizations, what people choose to do.
Exactly. And I'll walk you through the story. So I get that text back from her. I am like, I knew instantly that was irrational that other employees would show up in my day. I just knew that wasn't the case. The very next morning, I showed up to my accountant's office, more or less saying, how come you didn't catch this? How could this have happened? And then I drove right over to the payroll services company's office. I was there as they were opening, and I walked in. I said, I needed to speak to the head dog in charge. And I sat down with him. I said, I need to know what the chances are that my data could be intermingled, employee data, with another client's data. And this person said, impossible. And I said, well, we got a major problem right now. And it was like one of those surreal feelings, even walking into that room, but having her tell me this, and then I wind up in this other manager's office, and I show him the information, and I'm sitting there as he is calling the FBI. I mean, he literally calls the FBI and gets assigned a case. He calls his insurance company and also gets a case set up. And this is the moral of the story for all of us as entrepreneurs is, had I not had a company that I was working with, the lucky thing for me is that company had an errors and omissions policy. Errors and omissions policy will cover fraud from employees. It'll cover mistakes that happen with vendors. Now, obviously, you really got to read through these documents. Now, I didn't understand that I was protected either. I did not have an errors and omissions policy, right?
Right.
But they had the policy, which it worked out fantastic because I literally, within the span of a week, got my money back, which was over $300,000
wow.
in money. You know, to be honest with you, if I could sign up with a service that would steal from me and then pay me back years later, I would be totally game to sign up with that kind of service because it was fantastic getting that money back, you know, because it was like I had a nice little savings account. And there's just a lot of lessons that come along with that. And this is very common in the payroll space. This is way more common than you would ever imagine. And the way she was doing it, I would email a list of hours. She would take that email. She would create fictitious people, pay them on a Visa debit card. And that's how she did the scam. And where she made the mistake is she paid one of those people way too much. Had she made those payments much smaller, there's a good chance that I would have never caught it. Because the reason it exists is because, you know, I take a Excel spreadsheet and I give it to this person to do the process payroll. And in theory, what we do today, which we didn't have before, we take the outgoing spreadsheet of what they paid and then match it with that spreadsheet to make sure there's not an extra person, there isn't an accident with hours. Certainly, you got to have checks and balances with an organization, with especially with your payroll reporting. So when that comes back in, that you're watching that. The most common thing, though, is this payroll fraud to happen within an employee doing the payroll inside the own company. But it's just as common on the outside with outside companies. Big, big, giant organizations that have big payroll services firms have this as an issue. I mean, this is not uncommon.
So with more than 60 almost 60 locations, it's a long way between, I guess you have a mixture of part-time staff, full-time staff. It's almost impossible for that outsourced team to know who's right and who's not. So do you now have the store managers review who's getting paid, or do you have an area manager?
Yeah, we have a process with my partner when a payroll is ran that report is crashed against what was submitted to make sure that it's, you know, paid right.
Super. And I mean, having now that it ended fairly well for you with the insurance. So I guess the takeaways are, I mean, what would you say are the takeaways for people so they are not facing the same situation?
Well, number one, you got to make sure you can't go in blindly and just hope for the best. When it comes to dealing, trust but verification is critical. I had this gut feeling that I had when I was around this person that there's something that was off. I had a suspicion in my mind that there may have been some drug use that I should have investigated more. I think I assumed that everything was fine, but I never make assumptions in business. That is where we all make those mistakes, where you just assume, and the assumptions are what would take a lot of companies down. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. I could have not gotten the money back, which would have been awful. And you know what's even more of a crime than the crime that she committed is how the government was very lax on the consequences to that.
So what were the consequences for her?
I think she had to do less than a year in prison.
Wow. Okay.
And it really is. When you've been victimized, now, yeah, you could say, well, I got my money back. Well, I wasn't really victimized. No, I was victimized. Had I not gotten the money, I would feel completely different about the situation. I would have probably stalked her and found her. And I don't know. I would have been a little bit nastier than I have been. But there are things like this in every organization, where whether it's someone creating fake vendors and running payments to fake invoices. There are a ton of different ways that employees could be stealing from you every single day, and you just don't know it. You really have to take a look at your entire organization. And I'm serious about this American Greed thing, because there's so many different stories of ways that people in the organization are lying and stealing without your knowledge. And you really have to make sure that you have the checks and balances in the organization, that the right people are checking up with those transactions or whatnot to make sure it's legit.
Awesome. All right. Well, listen, Robert, thank you very much for sharing the story. I know it's a valuable thing to do, so we can all learn from it. Where can people find you?
I'm easy to find on Twitter, Heartline Robert. You can find me, HARTLINE, Robert. Also, you can check out my blog at callproof.com/blog and learn about sales leadership management. We have a tool to help outside field salespeople see more people and close more deals.
I can recommend that blog. I've been to it quite a bit, and it's very good if you're in sales, especially field sales. Thanks very much for listening to this episode of the Gross Profit Podcast. As ever, you can learn some more tips about how to guard your organization against these and other errors. You can go to book.procurementexpress.com for a free download, free chapter. And you can always email me directly, james.kennedy@procurementexpress.com, if you want a full copy of the book. Thanks a million, Robert. You're a star.
Thanks, buddy.
So that wraps it up for another episode of the Gross Profit Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please consider subscribing and leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever it is you get your podcasts.